Jerry Vander Show 1006. Sorry, we have to cut the classic cut a little short today. It was a good pick, Jason. It's perfectly fine. Hold on loosely. Because we have a guest on the line, and I'm going to admit to a little bit of a mea culpa here. I was emailed something by a listener last week, and I quickly mentioned it on the air, and I didn't do a little research because I was really surprised by something. There's a panel on good government taking place at UW Stevens Point, and I didn't have the backstory on this. I was told who was all going to be part of it. The name of it is What Happened to Good Government in Wisconsin, and How Can We Fix It? All right. Initially, and this is what I was surprised by, initially the campus Republicans at Stevens Point were co-sponsors of this. When I looked at who was supposed to be there, and this is tonight, I believe. Yeah, it's tonight. When I looked at who was taking part in a panel called What Happened to Good Government in Wisconsin and How Can We Fix It? It's packed with libs. It's Jay Heck of Common Cause, former Congressman Dave Obey, Common Cause Representative Bill Krause, political science professor Dennis Riley. It's packed with libs. The event was sponsored in conjunction with UWSP College Republicans and Democrats, I believe, Wisconsin Common Core, UWSP, and the League of Women Voters of Stevens Point. I was shocked when I looked at the lineup that the campus Republicans came anywhere near this. Then I learned, doing research over the weekend, they were deceived into this. Joining us now to talk about this is the head of the Campus Republican Group at UW Stevens Point, Josh Zreich. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How's it going?
Good. Did I lay that out exactly right? Tell us what happened.
Yes, that's exactly right. At the beginning of September, I was approached by Professor Dennis Riley, the political science professor, to co-sponsor what he told me was going to be a bipartisan panel that would have representation from both political parties, that was going to be free to the public, and was going to be a panel discussion on government in Wisconsin. And I was like, sure, you know, we'd love to do this. We'd love to, you know, do an event with the College of Dems so we can kind of come together and show that two sides can work together. And then I didn't really hear back from him for a couple weeks. Until earlier this week, I received a flyer about the event and learned that the name was, you know, What Happened to Good Government in Wisconsin and How Can We Fix It, implying that our government is bad, and that our panel was, you know, just stocked with Democrats and liberals. So really took me by surprise, was not expecting that at all. I was promised that Republicans were going to be invited, and later found out that they weren't at all.
So your organization, the Campus Republicans at Point, were asked to co-sponsor this, and you were never told of the lineup. As a co-sponsor, you were never told of a lineup until the flyers came out.
Exactly.
Okay, that's one, that's insane. Two, if you're co-sponsoring this, certainly they should have been submitted, if not at least for your approval. Say, well, and I would, as a sponsor, I would argue for your approval, look, here's what we're doing. Now, at any time, did they throw names out of Republicans who might be there that then weren't invited? Did they do anything like that?
No, they didn't. I actually, when I found out about the lineup, I requested if I could have a list of Republicans invited, and they kind of beat around and said, oh, you know, they weren't available, or didn't really give me an answer to my question. But it turns out they really didn't invite anyone at all, because after I withdrew our sponsorship from this event immediately after I saw what this was going to be, and Representative Scott Krug of the 72nd District, he got a call only after we withdrew our sponsorship about requesting if he would like to be on the panel, and then he declined because he had heard the story of what had happened. And So no Republicans were invited at all.
So they reached out to Scott after the fact. Is that what you're saying?
Only after the fact.
Because now they realize they were caught. Here's what is really rotten about this. They were using your brand. They were trying to get conservative students to take part in this sham by using your brand. Now, I saw it online. I saw the piece from the county chair over there,
yep.
Patrick Teston, that they criticized this heavily. Is it generally known, though, that your group is withdrawn from this?
It's decently well known. I mean, the flyers had already gone out at this point. So we're working to try to get out the message that we have withdrawn. I believe our flyers may still have our name on them that went out. We're going to be a coalition of college Republicans are going to be attending the event tonight and passing out information about what happened and how we were misled in this event. So we're working to get out that we are uninvolved with this, but it's a process.
We're talking with Josh Zreich. He is with the college campus Republicans, UW-Stevens Point. They were co-sponsors of this. Has there been any apologies, any mea culpa, any sorry, or is it, well, this was just a silly misunderstanding? How are the organizers playing this?
I had some communication with the professor, Dennis Riley. I had had him in classes before and had a good relationship with him. And when I expressed my frustrations to him, he said, oh, maybe you were misled, but he kind of beat around the bush, didn't really apologize. He tried to claim that, he didn't plan the speakers and he thought it was going to be something else. But really, I've heard nothing from Common Cause whatsoever. But I did get sort of a half apology from the professor.
Well, you know what's going to happen now. With this thing called What Happened to Good Government in Wisconsin and How We Can Fix It, this is going to be, at the end of this, it should say authorized and paid for by Mary Burke for governor. You know that's what's going to happen.
Exactly, exactly.
That this is going to be a rip fest on Scott Walker, on how he screwed up Wisconsin. And I'm going to be honest with you, Josh. There are going to be a lot of people who are only going to see the flyers and are going to think that your group gave
right.
your blessing to this.
Oh, exactly. And that's why I was extremely, extremely frustrated, because I was promised that we would have representation from both sides, and that clearly was just a blatant lie. And I was even more furious when I found out that Common Cause has done this before. I was speaking with Val Maxim, who is the CR director at Whitewater. And early in the spring, Common Cause held a panel there where they pulled the exact same stunt with the CRs at Whitewater. They invited the CRs to co-sponsor the event. They were led to believe it would be a bipartisan panel. So they did, of course, wanting to have a fair, honest discussion, open up dialogue, and they misled them the exact same way.
All right, Josh, listen, thanks for coming on the show this morning. I know it was really last minute. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Josh Zreich, college campus Republicans. This is offensive. So what they do is they're going to have a liberal hate fest on Scott Walker, and they got the college Republicans under false pretenses to sponsor this. Jason says they should be ashamed of themselves. They won't be. They won't. And I think Josh is right that they should be out there in force, not disrupting, but say, look, this whole little liberal vote for Mary Burke, and that's what the solution's going to be. Get rid of Scott Walker and vote for Mary Burke. It's going to be a damn love fest. You know why they didn't invite her? She might have to answer a question. You couldn't have that. Well, the word needs to go out. If Common Cause tries this crap on a college campus again, because apparently they're 2-0 now, at least that we know of, in pulling this off, they've got to be called out on it. And for the college professor to act like the dupe, this should have been canceled. This, and I would call on that professor, political science professor Dennis Riley of UW-Stevens Point, I would call on him to not cancel but postpone. reschedule this. By the way, if you're looking for conservative guests, I would love to take part. Should we call him? Probably too late for that. I found out about this too late. But this should be postponed. And if you want a conservative voice there, you just give me the time and the place. And I will be there. I don't think it's unfair to call myself an influential conservative media voice in Wisconsin. I won't even charge you my usual fee. Ha! It's 10:17.
The Jerry Bader Show.